Okay, this is September 2, 1944. Dearest folks, we left Fort Meade 6:20 p.m. Thursday, arrived in Indianapolis, Indiana about 11:30 p.m. Friday. We got in Louisville, Kentucky about 7:30, had dinner, and arrived in Fort Knox, Kentucky, where I am now stationed, at 3 a.m. Went to bed about 4 and got up at 5:45. I am to begin training in the tank corps week after next. The lieutenant took us around and showed us a few important places. I don't know where Vic and Kenny Fleming went. They were with us a while. I think they went to St. Louis, Missouri, and hard to tell where after that. I hate to think of that rough tank business. That is really rough. I just watched about a dozen and saw enough to turn my stomach. We just had a physical checkup this morning. I received your letter A. I don't believe I have mentioned the twins in any of my letters. Are they still awfully fat? Are they ready to go to school? I am to start training with the infantry about tanks, then shift to a medium tank. I haven't written to anyone except you and the family since I left. I bet Miss Cleta wonders what happened to me, but I have been too busy to write much. Will you please give Mary, Gigi, Dad, and Hubert my address?
And Miss Cleta, this, was the lady that lived down the river from our home, and the day that Mom got the telegram, she went down to spend the afternoon with her. She couldn't stay at home, so she went down to see Miss Cleta.
Until
we got home. She's a real good friend.
It seems like I can't find time to write. Boy, twins, you should see your handsome young brother in his uniform. I have most everything dirty, that damned train.
Yeah, and Mama gets so mad when he's saying, "Damn!" She's in the army.
We just had a fire drill and a lecture on military courtesy. It is about time for chow, so I will have to cut this short. Be sure to have my address, you know what. I mean, even if I have forgotten the spelling. Oh, address. It's spelled with 1, 2 D's and 1. Okay, Private Billy Wolf. P.S. Mm-hmm. I just got back from chow. White beans, cooked tomatoes, butter, bread, coffee, and jello. It was good. Well, I think I will go close and go to the P.S.
If he got away from home, he could say those little words.
Okay, now this one I probably shouldn't read. September 3, 1944. Dear folks, are you old fat twins ready to go back to school? I'll bet both catalogs are worn out by now.
Catalogs.
How about that, Mom? I just got back from a trip to the swimming pool with Doug Bennett. We couldn't go in because we didn't have bathing trunks. How about sending me mine? Did Jean and Peg come up today? I haven't written to Peg yet, only a card from me. I wrote to Gigi and Miss Cleta yesterday. The camp is right in the mountains. Big trees and hills. It is almost, underlined, as pretty as Virginia. Indiana is pretty, too. The soil is almost black. Sure is.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost black. It is level as a wharf and pretty big farmhouses. It isn't quite as pretty as Virginia. Well, I don't know anything else to say, so I will close for this time. Please send my trunks soon, before it gets too cold to go in swimming. The weather here is almost like back there. It may be a little warmer. Write soon. You can send my stationery, too, if you can pack it. I had to buy some at the PX. I wrote to Hubert twice and haven't heard from him yet. Tell Mary M. I will get around to writing to them one of these days. What is Sandra?
Scorcher.
Scorcher. Oh, Scorcher.
That's a neighbor. Scorcher was his nickname. Doing.
Scorcher?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, I'll skip over.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, because I think they're just
repeat.
Yeah, you know, having the church bulletin where he went to church. And